Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets retreated for a third day in a row following a lackluster session in which investors are seemingly in search of fresh catalysts. The Dow fell 133 points or 0.5%, broader S&P 500 down 0.7% and the Nasdaq down 0.3%. General Electric slumps almost 8% after Chief Executive Larry Culp told a broker-sponsored investor conference that free cash flow in the industrial business would be negative in 2019. In US corporate earnings, good results from Dollar Tree Inc., which rose 5.1% after the discount retailer reported fourth quarter same-store sales growth above Wall Street forecasts. Similarly, Abercrombie & Finch rallied 20% after the apparel retailer beat fiscal fourth quarter earnings and sales expectations and provided an upbeat outlook. In US economic data, the ADP private payroll report showed that companies added 183,000 workers in February, largely in line with economists' expectations. January's figure was revised sharply higher to 300,000 from a previously reported 213,000. The ADP report is a precursor to Friday night's key non-farm payrolls report for February. Elsewhere, the Federal Reserve released its monthly beige book of general economic conditions, which saw slight to moderate growth in late January and February. European markets settled with modest losses ahead of the European Central Bank's latest monetary policy meeting tonight. Germany's DAX fell 0.3%, France's CAC down 0.2%. There were reports that the economic outlook could prompt the ECB to extend its program of extending cheap loans to Eurozone banks. Eurozone fourth quarter GDP and employment figures are also released tonight Australian time. London's FTSE edged 0.2% higher. The UK Services Purchasing Managers Index rebounded to 51.3 from 50.1. Base metals were mostly weaker, copper down 0.5% to 292.5 a pound. Elsewhere, aluminium fell 0.6%, nickel down 0.2%, while zinc eked out a 0.1% rise. The Organisation for Economic Cooperation and Development cut forecasts again for the global economy in 2019 to 3.3% from a previous forecast of 3.5% and in 2020 to 3.4% from 3.5%, citing trade rows and Brexit uncertainty. Spot iron ore inched 2 cents higher to $87.05 a metric tonne. Gold futures arrested a string of seven straight declines, adding $2.90 to $1,287.60 an ounce. The benchmark oil prices were again mixed, with traders digesting the latest official inventory data that recorded a larger than expected build in US crude inventories. WTI settled 34 cents or 0.6% lower at $56.22 a barrel. Brent added 13 cents to $65.99 a barrel. US 10-year Treasury yields fell 3.1 basis points to 2.692%, and the Australian dollar is weaker following yesterday's GDP report that prompted a number of banks to now call for interest rate cuts in Australia. Local currency is buying 70.29 US cents. Australian retail sales figures for January, trade balance data for February, and the Australian Construction Purchasing Managers Index are all slated for release today.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.